Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
What an interview we have now. The biggest signing in Houston Dynamo history, $4.3 million transfer fee. That's what they're saying is out there. Plus, that combined with salary makes him the biggest signing. He is from Paraguay. He is Sebastian Ferreira. We're going to call him Sebas, and we will get the help of from the Houston Dynamo, Edgar Valise, here to translate. Sebas, how excited are you to be in Houston and to play in Major League Soccer?
Buenas, muy contento de poder llegar a esta linda institución que me comentaron lo que es el proyecto que tiene el equipo, quiere seguir creciendo, muy, muy feliz de llegar a esta liga que está creciendo día a día enormemente, así que ya espero poder arrancar esta liga de la mejor manera y ayudar al equipo que confió mucho en mí para poder contratarme.
Very excited to join Glenn. I think when I was presented the project, you get a good idea of where they want to go, where I fit in that. And then this is also a league that just keeps growing. So very excited to take part in that. And I hope to start on the right foot. It's quickly approaching. So we're wrapping up preparations for that, just kind of keeping our heads down and focusing fully on what's to come.
Sebas Ferreira from Paraguay, designated player striker for the Houston Dynamo, by the way, with Libertad. Scoring a goal in every two games, 27 goals in 54 partidos. How much MLS have you watched, Sebas, and what is it that kind of jumps out to you about the league?
Siempre veía a los compatriotas que son amigos míos, veía muchos partidos de ellos, veía siempre los resultados, así que veía que le iba bien a muchos, así que me gustó mucho eso. Hay muchos paraguayos que triunfaron acá y yo espero ser uno de ellos también.
I saw the league pretty often just because I have a lot of friends from Paraguay who play in MLS, and I saw some of the success they had, and you know, that inspired me. I want to put my name on that list. I want to be one of the individuals from my home country that has made an impact here in this league.
Have you talked to other players like Cecilio Dominguez, Rodney Redis, Miguel Almaron? Have you spoken to any of them, Sebas, to hear about the league and the adjustment to it?
Sí, estuve hablando con casi todos los que nombró, así que me comentaron lo que es la liga. Es una hermosa liga, como dije, trato que está creciendo muy rápido. Yo creo que ya de esta liga fueron muchos jugadores a Europa y ahora mismo Jesús Medina, estuve hablando con él también, con Ronnie y con Cecilio, son muy amigos míos, así que eso también me ayudó mucho.
Absolutely, I pretty much spoke with everybody on that list. You could add Jesús Medina to that list, and I mean, everyone pretty much had the same thing to say. This is a league that is just rapidly growing, one that, you know, there's still so much potential, and one of the things that kind of drew me about that is just kind of being a part of that and also leaving my impact, so... they had really great things to say about the league, and then some of these players have gone on to play in Europe, and they talked about how it helped them with that transition as well.
How hard is it to leave Libertad, where you had so many fans supporting you, you scored a lot of goals, it's a club that is close to you in your heart? How difficult is that, Sebas?
Sí, la verdad que yo estaba muy contento en Libertad. Era muy querido por la gente, por la afición, pero también yo creo que la MLS es una liga donde uno puede crecer futbolísticamente. Es un paso muy importante para mí. Como dije hace rato, la gente del club me comentó el proyecto que tenía, me interesó mucho y yo creo que era momento de seguir creciendo y hoy estoy acá muy feliz.
And it was definitely challenging. I mean, I was really happy there. Fans really treated me well back in Libertad, but also felt that I needed a new opportunity, a new challenge to grow. And I thought I could find that in MLS. When I was presented this project, it pretty much touched on what I wanted to accomplish in terms of just being able to grow, being able to experience something different. And that's kind of what led to me joining the team.
Sebas, do you feel a high level of pressure being, you know, the biggest signing in Houston Dynamo history? I mean, this is a big deal. Do you feel pressure to produce this year?
Yo creo que más que presión, yo tomaría como una motivación. Yo creo que eso es muy, muy importante para mí. Yo ya voy a dar todo de mí para estar a la altura de cómo llegué, así que voy a dar todo de mí. Mi meta personal siempre es ser el goleador, así que voy a trabajar para eso, pero con los goles ayudar al equipo, y no solo con los goles, sino también ahí dentro de la cancha en lo que me toca ayudar.
Glenn, I wouldn't necessarily call it pressure. I would describe it as motivation. I'm going to give it my all. I'm not going to leave anything behind just because the club has invested so much in me, and they've put me in a position to where I know I can succeed. So my plan and my goals are just to repay that, contribute on the field in goals and just additional things that are just asked of me on the field. So, you know, that's how I would describe it. I wouldn't necessarily call it pressure, more motivation.
Something tells me that Sebas doesn't mind a little bit of that pressure as a goal scorer.
Así mismo, yo siempre digo que el delantero vive de los goles, así que espero poder marcar muchos goles. Yo me voy a preparar para de la mejor manera para poder llegar a ser el goleador, que es lo que estoy buscando.
Absolutely, Glenn. Forwards, they live and die by how many goals, how often they score. And I definitely want to do my end to contribute to that end, because that's the reason why I'm here.
Talking about Sebastian Ferreira, we're going to call him Sebas now. That's what he wants to be called this year in Major League Soccer. How would he describe, Sebas, how would you describe yourself to my listeners as a striker? What type of striker are you? Talk to us a little bit about how you would describe yourself.
No, yo me describo como un delantero que pelea todas las pelotas, que no deja por perdida una, que te da una opción de pase siempre cuando todo ves cerrado, busca una opción, ser una opción de pase, con olfato de gol. Tengo muchos goles ahí empujando, así que espero tener muchos de esos en este torneo, y como te dije, no dejo una pelota por perdida.
And I said that I'm a player that wants to win every 50-50 ball. I'm the kind of player that wants to find an option when you lose, where space is reduced, where, you know, tight angles. I think some of the highlights people have seen how I make the most out of what I have and kind of capitalize on that. And I would say that I'm somebody that kind of just looks for that little extra to kind of compound it, right? Where you give me an inch and I'll take a mile.
Your time at Morelia in Mexico, what did you learn down there? What was it like playing in Liga MX?
En Morelia aprendí mucho, mucho aprendí. Fue mi primera experiencia saliendo del país. Es un lugar donde sí fui feliz también. Me recibieron de la mejor manera. Creo que no me tocó jugar mucho, mucho en algunos partidos, pero sí aprendí que... el ritmo de juego es diferente, es casi igual que acá, así que yo creo que ya tengo algo de experiencia, y voy a tratar de corregir los errores que tuve ahí para poder ser mejor aquí.
And I'd say that I learned a lot. It was the first time I went abroad, and when I look back at it, I mean, Morelia was good to me. I was received well by the fans. Maybe I would have wanted to play a little more, but I learned a lot from that experience. It exposed me to a different style of the game, a different pace. And I think that's something that I could learn here, because there's some similarities to how Liga MX and MLS are. So I definitely feel like that experience will definitely pay dividends here in the upcoming season.
Speaking of MLS, how tactical do you feel the league is? How physical? You know, what are the things about what you've seen in Major League Soccer that jump out to you tactically and physically?
Yo creo que acá es mucho más dinámico el juego, es más rápido, es más táctico. De repente, como te dije, es mucho más dinámico, se corre más, es un ida y vuelta constante. Así que yo creo que en estos días de pretemporada espero adaptarme lo más rápido posible para poder estar a la par de mis compañeros.
And I'd say that the game here in the US and MLS is just more dynamic. It's definitely a game of speed, one where you just run considerably more. There's a lot of back and forth, so you find yourself throughout the field, and that's something that I'm adjusting to. I think I'm building a really solid foundation here in preseason just because that's the goal, to be able to kind of play that kind of game to where you're contributing throughout the field, not just necessarily up top.
Sebas Ferreira joining us, Dynamo designated player, biggest signing in Houston Dynamo history from Paraguay, last at Libertad. Very fortunate to have him on the show. Very excited to watch him play this year, as you should be as fans as well. Let's just talk a little bit about the Paraguayan national team. It's a team that's only got 9 goals in World Cup qualifying. And I would think that, Sebas, you have an eye on playing for the full national team one day and being a big contributor.
Asimismo, mi motivación mayor en el fútbol es la selección. Yo voy a trabajar día a día. Yo creo que haciendo bien las cosas acá en el club, voy a poder ser tenido en cuenta en la selección, y estoy trabajando día a día para poder ser tenido en cuenta en la selección.
Absolutely, Glenn. I think my main motivation as a soccer player is to definitely build that foundation to where I am constantly representing my team, my national team, at that international stage, and help them get to that next level. And I think that starts with what we do here at the club. If I can contribute here consistently, if I can make an impact here, kind of makes that choice hard for the head coach, to where they have to pay attention to what we're doing up here in MLS and make sure that I'm taken into consideration.
What did he think of Jose Cardoso when he played for Paraguay?
Sí, yo vi muchos videos de él, y yo creo que es uno de los mejores delanteros en la historia de Paraguay, así que también me tocó hablar con él un poco. Es una excelente persona, y como jugador ya todos sabemos lo que es, así que uno de los mejores que me tocó ver. No me tocó verlo en vivo, pero sí muchos videos de él.
Somebody that I would describe as probably one of the best goal-scoring players for Paraguay, somebody that you just saw a lot of videos of what he accomplished, what he did, some of those breathtaking moments in video, somebody that I briefly have had the chance to interact with, but definitely a well-known name back home.
Who are some of the strikers that he likes to look at and Sebas, that you may model your game after?
En mi puesto, el que más me gusta es Robert Lewandowski, porque tiene una y hace, ¿entendés? Y siempre está ahí en el área, siempre te marca el pase, siempre, y es muy efectivo. Eso es lo que más me gusta.
Glenn, if I had to say just one player, I'd say Lewandowski. He's just the ultimate goal scorer. He's always in the best position, in the right spot, and just finds the back of the net. So I would definitely have to say him.
Sebas, what has Paulo Nagamura been saying to you, and how has been the integration into the team, after about 13 days here?
Me recibió de la mejor manera. Estamos hablando ahí con el equipo, nos está comentando su idea de juego día tras día, nos habla, nos muestra videos de cómo es lo que él quiere. Yo creo que vamos a agarrar muy, muy rápido la idea de juego, se vienen los amistosos. Yo creo que eso va a ayudar mucho para poder entender perfectamente lo que él quiere para la liga, para los partidos.
He's welcomed me very well, and I think that as our relationship builds, you kind of see that in how he speaks with us, speaks with me, in terms of just what he wants to see from us. And, right around the corner, we're going to start having these scrimmages, and you're going to really be able to see that put into practice. So excited about that, excited about just continuing to build my relationship with him, somebody who's just welcomed me with open arms.
Welcome to Houston, Sebas. Thank you so much for your time. I very much appreciate it. Our listeners appreciate it. We look forward to you scoring a lot of goals for the Houston Dynamo. And again, thank you for your time.
Muchísimas gracias. Muy amable. Y espero conocerlo pronto personalmente. Un abrazo.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.